I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Good timing.
Sutherland Planning Commission for Tuesday, February 17th is now in session. We'll just move right on down through some of that stuff because we're not, we want to get to the rest of it, right?
Yeah, there's not much here.
So there's no media to introduce, and so we'll just go right into the approval of the minutes. Do I have a motion?
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes of January the 20th, 2015.
Yeah, motion, second. Okay, so motion in the second.
Commissioner Klassen?
What? I'm sorry.
If you probably say yes.
Yes.
Just say yes. You're all right.
Commissioner Blake? $100 later.
Commissioner Sarnoski? Commissioner Van Sickle?
Aye.
Commissioner Sumner?
Do I do it even if I'm not present here?
Do this.
Oh, you're right.
I read it, yes.
And Chair Lesby.
All right. Activity report. Activity report. Do you want to do that?
Yep. Let's go over it really quick. You have a copy in front of you, so you can read through it. I'm trying to think what might be new on there. Valentine's, there's kind of a new little twist on Valentine. I had an engineer working on a prospectus. Then the county came forward and they seemed to think they might be able to get some funding to do North Comstock, but they're going to need some participation from us. So we stopped Valentine for now. And we may need that money to get North Comstock done for our share of North Comstock.
For how long? Stop Valentine.
For a year or two.
That thing is falling apart.
I know.
These monies are going to have to be spent this year.
Yeah.
It's on Valentine.
This, yeah. Yeah. So we just have to wait and see how that plays out. But we may
when will you know?
I'm not sure. Did Cody?
He didn't, but I would say by April.
Do you think more traffic goes on North Comstock than Valentine?
Probably because of safety.
It's probably a higher safety concern. Yeah. Pavement management program, Aaron will be here, Public Works Superintendent will be here next meeting to share with you. He'll present a list of eligible streets for overlay and slurry so you guys can look those over and decide what you want to recommend. Striping and crosswalks. We were looking at the continental style and the thermoplastic for Central, but because of the high cost of that, and the fact that we're looking at redoing Central sometime in the next few years, we're going to just do a basic striping of paint. The thermoplastic, I guess, lasts for like 15, 20 years sometimes. You don't want to put that money into that street if we're going to tear it up. So.
Are you going to do the curbs and like we did before, or what are you going to do?
I don't think there's money for all that. It's all right here. Let's see, I put it on there. Central Avenue at Umatilla, these are crosswalks, Umatilla, Willamette, Abbey's, Post Office, and Grove. We have to do the railroad crossing on West 6th because the railroad's after us. And we're also going to try to get a center line painted on West 6th. And then we'll probably be out the money for this budget year. But there'll be more striping money probably in for the next budget year, and maybe they'll get that in late summer or something. I don't know. Not much happening with building. Not much happening with land use, really. I don't know if you saw, we had a new little market open on Central. We have a couple towing companies coming into town. One's approved, one's still in process for application process. About it. Any questions you might want to?
No questions. down to public comment, commission comments, and adjournment. In that order.
Who wants to go first?
We can move into the workshop. Anybody have comments or questions, or I don't want to rush you.
If I'm here.
There you go.
You had crosswalks at Abby's, I,
yes.
I heard you say. We discussed that in the past, and I thought that was...
It is state.
It's state, and they didn't want to put crosswalks
right,
back in.
Right, because it doesn't fit their criteria.
Yeah, so the city's doing it, and it's okay?
Yes.
Do you remember that conversation? I hate to even say what they said, because they were like, well, maybe...
The state transportation engineer said it wasn't okay, but they said...
If it just happens, then it happens, yeah.
I just...
Yeah.
Thank you. Checking my memory.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. Any more comments from the public? While you're public? You won't be public here in a minute.
I have another question.
Sure.
I've been to two meetings and I haven't seen Carolyn Clark.
Carlene, yeah. Carlene? I'm very disappointed she's not here. Oh. She promised me she'd
okay,
be here.
Okay, so the first meeting she was, when she was appointed, she was out of country.
Yes.
Yes.
And then she came in and actually spent an hour or so with me, very nice lady. I had never met her, so we went over a lot of things. I gave her all the documents. But she said she had a commitment that was in Portland that's been on her calendar for months.
Something.
Today. Yeah. And she said, I just can't get out of it. She felt really bad because she's particularly where we're having the workshop. She wanted to be here. But anyway, I think she's going to, I mean, I have high hopes that she'll be here and attending regularly. She just was trying, now she'll keep that date on her calendar, and so I don't think that'll be a problem anymore.
Thank you. Sorry.
Good question. It's all right. Anything else? Anybody else? Then I will adjourn the Planning Commission meeting and go into the workshop.